Hello, and welcome to The Natural Life with Dr. Sam. Each week, I will be providing educational medical information on how your body functions and ways to take care of yourself naturally and holistically. The heart, blood, and blood vessels work together to provide for the cells in the body. Using a network of arteries, veins, and capillaries, blood carries carbon dioxide to the lungs for exhalation and picks up oxygen from inhalation. From the digestive tract, specifically the small intestine, blood gathers food nutrients and delivers them to every cell. Besides carbon dioxide, oxygen, and food nutrients, the blood carries many other things. Blood is divided into three parts: plasma, erythrocytes, and the buffy coat. These three parts become more noticeable after your blood has been drawn in a tube and spun down. In the body, they are mixed together while going through the cardiovascular system. The plasma is made up of 92% water, 7% proteins, and 1% other substances, such as nutrients and lung gases. Erythrocytes is the medical term for red blood cells. Red blood cells make up 40 to 45% of the blood volume. They contain hemoglobin, an iron-rich protein that gives blood its red color, and carries oxygen and carbon dioxide throughout the body. The buffy coat contains platelets, which form clots and stop or prevent bleeding, and the immune cells. These being present in the blood allow for quick response to infections. To say again, the blood is carried in a loop fashion. Low oxygen blood from the body enters the right atrium through the vena cava. The atrium contracts and causes the blood to flow in the right ventricle through an open valve. When the ventricle is full, the valve shuts and the ventricle contracts, pushing the blood to the lungs to release carbon dioxide and receive oxygen. The oxygen-rich blood flows into the left atrium and then the left ventricle through an open valve. When full, the valve shuts and the ventricle pushes the blood out into the whole body through the aorta. The last part requires a strong force, which is why the left ventricle is larger and thicker than the right ventricle. More force is necessary to push blood throughout the body compared to pushing towards the lungs. So how does the heart beat then? Signals from the body tell the heart when to push more or less blood depending on a person's needs. For example, during sleep, it pushes just enough to provide you with low levels of oxygen needed at rest. But with exercise, it pushes harder, so your muscles get more oxygen and nutrients to carry out their job. The beating of the heart is controlled by a system of electrical signals created in the heart muscle cells by the exchange of the minerals calcium, sodium, and potassium. The sinus node is a small area of tissue in the wall of the right atrium. It is the pacemaker of the heart, creating your heartbeat rhythm. Signals from the sinus node then go to the atrioventricular node, which allows the ventricles to contract. The heartbeat is made of two phases, systole and diastole. Systole is when the heart muscle contracts, pushing blood out of the heart into the lungs and the whole body. Diastole is when heart muscle relaxes and allows the ventricles to fill with blood. When the blood is pushed out of the heart and through the body, it eventually arrives to a network of capillaries to easily exchange the nutrients and gases. This exchange provides the body cells with materials they need to continue to carry out their work, as well as help remove waste material. An average of 3 liters a day of fluid is filtered through the capillaries. The extra water and waste materials that are filtered out are picked up by the lymph vessels, recycled, and eliminated from the body. The workings of the cardiovascular system is what keeps life pumping through you. It helps transport essential nutrients to all parts of the body, remove waste, protect and defend the body against infection, protect from blood loss, and control body temperature, pH, and water present in the cells. For all of these reasons, we need to do our part and take care of our heart. This has been The Natural Life with Dr. Sam, brought to you by KBMF LP Butte. As always, when it comes to your health, you reap what you sow. Until next time, best of health, Butte.